carbon.
Comme la misère, sanglante comme mon cœur.
Souffre.
Orphila.
Welcome to the Unwrinkled Ear. Thanks for spending your time in the tub with us. I'm going to bring the handman out tonight. Send us off to some wonderful slumbers when the time comes around. Got the World Cup tip show tonight. And I wouldn't want to give the impression that I'm neutral as far as the final event goes. So I've brought along a decent selection of French music to get us in the mood. Starting out with some Sten Hansen this evening, and I've got a good feeling that I'm probably going to play something by Sten Hansen probably every show for the next month or so. Oh, yes. Yes, Sten. Listening right now to something from his first 2-CD collection called Canned Porridge. There's another 2 discs called More Canned Porridge. This one's called The Inferno of Strindberg. And he's actually got a great description of it. It's a 1970 piece of his. It says, the person in the novel lives in a small, cheap hotel where he is trying to make gold with primitive equipment in the fireplace. He is persecuted by false friends and relatives of his wife through psychological terror and also by efforts to destroy him by sending electrical waves from nearby buildings. Sorry, I got distracted there, because I think it should actually read, and also by efforts to destroy him from electrical waves from nearby buildings. But the book also contains beautiful and lively descriptions of long, lonely walks through Paris. Now he says, Strindberg was eager to make a literary career in France, and the book is written in French. It has been claimed that the book is unreadable because of Strindberg's lack of knowledge of the French language, and it was long published with many corrections by a French writer. And then newer critics actually claimed that Strindberg's French had a couple of mistakes, but it's actually a better effective literary language, while the guy who made all the corrections reduced the literary qualities of the book, no doubt, and added fresh mistakes. Indeed, Sten. Indeed. You're always on.
Thank you.
D'arsenic, je trinque avec une tête de mort qui me salue en digitalis.
We're also listening to a little bit of a live Chris Byrne Ensemble concert given in, I believe Czechoslovakia. I don't have the information in front of me.
Je longe le boulevard comme un rôdeur de nuit et me retire en mon repère chez les pestiférés.
You ever feel jammed in your own body? Well, we're going to try and get out of that gothic underwear tonight. And I realize it's kind of becoming a bit of a ritual ever since I made the proclamation that I wish it would become so, at least for one song. But we're going to start out with another Dead Sea tune this evening. I can't tell from the way the vinyl is laid out whether this one is called Bitcher. Or Voodoo Spell. In any case, we're going to give you that old-fashioned sizzlemanship all evening. And bring you at least the feeling of one boat in bed.
Thank you.
I don't know how hot it gets in New Zealand, but on July 3rd, I got off work and came home, and my house was just a thermal dying ground. Similar to a breeding ground, but the opposite. And there was just no way to sit inside, so I put on Dead Sea Record. Listened to it. Kept flipping it. Just listened to it again. Listened to the Dead Sea for about 8 straight hours because it was the only thing that remotely, and it wasn't even remote, it exactly sounded like how thick the heat was all around me on my skin. So if you're ever looking for heat cathartic music, I highly recommend The Humidity of the Dead Sea. I don't know what's going on with Mauricio Coggle any more than Pierre Boulez does, but I've had this double record now for quite some time, and I've never figured out how to play it. So we're going to give it a couple of swims in the tank tonight. Man. I almost forgot to mention that I didn't bring my phone with me tonight. I forgot about that. So, all the regulars who need to make their requests known, or requests to get into the building, should call me at Kill Radio's phone number. 213-252- Zero nine nine eight. Still listening to Coggle. And Sten Hansen with Henri Chopin. Another piece from 1970. And the Coggle happened to be recorded in 1971. Acoustica. You know, I've been nurturing a little Francophile inside me for a good 15 years. And I think he's actually really starting to blossom. I call it a he. He's actually probably a she. I just say that because of her taste in peanut butter and cookies. She's also got a penchant, or a weakness, I guess, depending on how you consider. Actually, the word consider I was just reading yesterday, and I have no idea how I found this. It was something I wrote down a long time ago. Consider actually comes from the two words in Latin that mean together and stars. So when you consider something, you're trying to, I guess, put yourself together with the stars and that thing to come to some relationship. So she's got a weakness for hot baguettes and black pepper, plus a cucumber and a tomato. That's pretty much a fine lunch. And I'll never forget the time I bought a fresh hot baguette in Tours, France. And it was so freaking hot that the little paper they gave me to hold it into as I walked off into the market to grab a couple of vegetables for lunch, the tomato and cucumber, bespoken of, it actually bent completely in half, was burning the shit out of my hand. I mean, I don't know if I was supposed to come to the baker with a canvas bag or what, or maybe I just got there at exactly the time that they were as fresh as could be. But by the time I got to the market, the thing was two parallel logs of incredibly hot steaming bread, and you'd think that would have made it easier. However, it broke in half, and I had nowhere to put the things. So I was left with two pieces of bread that I couldn't touch and one piece of paper. I guess you could say ever since then I knew why love had to be painful. Because I devoured that bread.